Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Beth Ellicott.
And this is the midweek version of the Fiber Talk podcast that we do twice a week for people who like to play with needles and threads and linen and canvas.
Snap things.
Yeah, that. Yep. No stitch hour. We're back on schedule. Somebody wrote to me and asked if we changed the schedule. I wrote back and I said no with the retreat. And me traveling to our son's last week, and oh, by the way, our youngest granddaughter is really cute, just for the record. But I just wrote back and said no, but we were back on schedule. So we're back on schedule now with a podcast. Next week we'll have the Stitch Hour, and then we'll be having Sunday shows as usual. So we're back on track. I've got a couple of cycling, multi-day cycling events coming up throughout the summer, so we'll have another break because I'm not posting anything for my bike. So, but no, we're back on schedule.
On your GoPro? You could do your GoPro.
I have the GoPro, but I'm not posting stitching stuff doing it, no. But yeah, we're back on schedule, and thanks to that lady for asking where we're at, and because we do try to be pretty regular, and we are for the most part, but you know. I mean, the retreat took that took some time, so we're back in business. So next week will be the Stitch Hour. Sunday's guest is going to be Susie Valerie, and she's the new owner of the Karen Threads, because the lady who created the Karen collection, the Karen Threads, all the different varieties, the ones that are used by everybody. If you don't have some of that in your stash, you know.
They're water lilies, watercolors, impressions.
Yep.
Oh, what's another one? Those are the three that I can think of. Lilies, watercolors. Watercolors.
Watercolors. Yeah.
Lilies. But there's another one.
Yeah.
Lilies.
So, yeah.
And there's one more.
Yep.
That we'll I can't think that. Of. But yes.
We'll have that for they're you beautiful. Sunday. Yep. So Susie Valerie she's the new owner. So we're going to learn about the transition, what changes she has in mind, because, you know, anybody who has something like that is going to have. But I have to say, when we heard the news that the previous owner died, I thought, oh, no, you talk about something that the stitching community really can't afford to lose, and that's those Karen threads.
Any sort of counted canvas piece, you know, you always go through your watercolors,
right,
and yep. The water lilies are nothing to sniff at either.
No, they're not. Nope. So that thread line will survive, or has survived, and has new owners, and I'm sure new things coming out of that. So very excited to have Susie to talk to. So that'll be Sunday, so watch for that. Like, thank, subscribe. Was it like, subscribe, comment?
Comment. Like, subscribe, comment. Good job.
I always forget that part. So like, subscribe, comment on our YouTube, on our Instagram, on our Facebook, you know, wherever it is. It does make a difference. I just forget to mention it all the time. Please do that.
Yeah. Comment. We love hearing, reading your comments.
We do. We learn things. Lots of shows come out of those comments. Lots of shows. Mm-hmm. Yep. Or topics in shows like this. Down at the bottom of the screen, patreon.com/fibertalk, encourage you to become a Patreon subscriber. We have two levels, $5 and $10. And the $10, we've already done some testing. We're going to start having regular Zoom events. And we'll set up a schedule. We have to test.
We need to do a little more testing, but we're almost there.
We're almost there. Yep. So the $10 that gets you that plus other things as we evolve this thing. $5 gets you all of the things like that we've already posted. Just $10 is going to be a little extra, and that's where the Zoom things and some special things come in. I've done two of them now, Friday 5 videos. So 5 minutes, 5-minute videos on some topic, hopefully that will make you think or whatever. So those have been fun to do. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. I hope I can keep it that way. Because, you know, every time you start, you label it Friday 5, all right, 5-minute videos on Friday. That means you got to deliver them every week.
That's right.
So, yeah. 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 I thought three times before I said, all right, I'm going to go for it. So,
so if you have ideas for those and you're a patron, let Gary know. Something you want, just 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah. And let's say, and the other thing is, for Patreon, it's one of those things just to support, Fiber Talk. Cindy and I and Jennifer, we do this kind of for fun, but Gary, has to supply all the software and the internet stuff. We're just here to play, you know, we talk about needlework, but, all that stuff, it just supports, helps keep the show going. Is really what it's for. So.
No, you did right. Yeah. Yeah. That's, I mean, can't do it without you guys. It just simply can't, but yeah, there are very real costs, equipment. You know, I'm sitting here with an array of equipment around to do these shows and to do the live shows and, storage space on servers and all of that, expense adds up. So if you want to just simply support us, Patreon's a way to do it, but you'll get extras, and we're starting to build up. We're going to put some efforts going into this Patreon thing. So as this evolves, the idea is the list is getting some length to it of things that we are going to do on Patreon. So patreon.com/fibertalk, real easy to sign up. There's several things up there already, and so support us. We'd appreciate it. All right, I went nuts. 2 weeks ago, I started setting up projects.
You know, and you sent a note out saying, I'm setting up. I'm like, what is going on? He's going crazy over there.
I have no idea what happened to me, but I set up a bunch of projects. Because it was, and you know, for me, part of it is this retirement thing. I'm finally starting to realize that I have some time. It's been a hard adjustment. I'll admit, it's been a hard adjustment to because I work from home. You know, I think if I had gone to an office every day and then stopped doing that it would be easy.
I don't know, because Max had a problem there. Did for he? A while. He was like, "What do I do with myself?"
Oh, okay. You know, other thing.
It's that adjustment period of how do I arrange my time.
Yeah.
Because now I have free time that I didn't have before.
Yeah. It's tough. Well, I've caught myself many a day sitting at the computer doing idle things. But that's where I belong from 9 to 5, is at the computer working, you know. And then I realize, what am I doing here? I don't have to be here. And yeah, it's been an adjustment. So anyway, so part of it was, okay, all these things that have been sitting in boxes that I've wanted to do, I can set them up and I can start picking away at them. So I did. I went nuts. And once you start getting linen set up, for me, it's got to be ironed and it's got to be edged, and I got a whole process I got to do. Once I do one, I might as well do 3 or 4. So that's what I did. So, yeah.
Now, did you put them on scroll bars? To everything on scroll? No,
I don't have that many scroll bars. So what I do is I wrap them, roll them up on a PVC pipe, half inch PVC pipe, if I'm not going to stitch on them right away. But so I cut the linen, go through the process, iron it, because I put it in water to get, because it's those creases, those folding creases drive me nuts. Then iron it, and then once it's ironed, then it's got to. To me, it's got. You can't refold it. That's just dumb. So I roll it on a PVC pipe, and put it in a plastic bag, big garbage bag or something, and put a label on it and store it that way. Yeah, yeah. So yeah,
I'm laughing because I'm thinking of one of my pieces. I got too impatient and I just started on it, and it has this crease line.
Yep.
I'm like, I would be in. Mad later about this, but oh well.
Yeah. See, I can't do that. I just can't do it. Now, I appreciate that if you put it in a hoop, it's going to get some creases in it, but it's those folds that have, you know, been stored in a store for months and months and months. Those things don't just come out. You got to force them out. And
You want to see it? It's very Fosh. And I didn't realize
there
it
it
had that
is.
line, but look at that line right there. And I'm really thinking all I've done is this little
Oh,
bit
Beth.
here.
Oh, Beth, I couldn't
I'm
deal with
thinking I'm
that.
going to have to spray it
Yep.
and just stop right now. Take this. I don't know. I'm kind of a little nervous. But then again, I hardly ever frame anything. So
right through the middle. It's right through the middle. Oh.
I know. I know. I know.
I can't cope with that. Mm-mm. No.
Yeah. Sorry. But I can tell I got impatient. See, Gary would not ever do this. He would have to have had that out. And I was just like, oh, just put it on a frame and let's go.
Nope. Cannot
Sorry.
Do it. Mm-mm. Nope. Because that's all I'd ever see. Stitching on that, that's all I'd ever see is that crease.
And I didn't even notice it until I don't know when I noticed it.
Oh.
Yeah. But now I do. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, will it stretch out?
You still have a chance to get rid of it.
I do. And I probably should before I put any more stitching in here. Just kind of give it a light spray and iron it.
Yep.
And see if it comes out.
Best press works well for me. You probably have that. Yep.
I do. I have some best press. And it is Vicki Clayton silk over dyed. So I'm kind of like, people have said they haven't had it run.
Oh.
Which is nice to know. Someone said they had to wash one of her pieces and it had red in it.
Really? And it didn't run?
Yes. And it didn't run. Oh. They were surprised. And she says, and Vicki says, I'm not guaranteeing it. She said, but that was nice to know. I was like, okay, so, and I'm worried about the blue. It's a very pretty dark indigo teal blue in the right over here. So it's right on that line. That's when I think I noticed it. I started stitching that. I was like, oh, I never ironed. But see, Gary started something. See, it was Gary's fault. We're blaming him, or at least I am.
Gotta be. No wrinkles. No wrinkles.
Oh, look at
no
that.
No creases. Nope.
Okay. Nope. See, I know what that's
See
for.
That?
When
look
are you
going
to put that
look
on that. The slate
look
frame?
That. Look at that. See?
Oh, that's beautiful.
See, it's got to be like that.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep.
No.
It's got to be. Can't deal with it otherwise. Can't.
Yep. All right. So that black, is that for Phoenix?
This is for Phoenix.
That's
yep.
black. Next one. Okay, so here I've got mine. I've got mine on my Millennium frame.
Oh, yeah.
So mine's ready to go.
Mine's going on the slate frame.
So I think for this one, we might have to do a line down the center of it. Because I think it might need I can't remember reading it. Might need a center start.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
But I haven't gotten that far yet.
I have my cords all sewed in and ready to go. I just got to put it on the slate frame.
Oh, yeah.
See,
and that's as big as it is? That's as tall?
40 count.
Oh, nice.
A generous 3 inches on each side, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you're going to have to get that slate frame dressed.
Yep, I am. Well, that's a Patreon. Thing coming up. We're gonna Jessica Grimm and I are gonna do a slate frame thing, so we can see how she does it. So,
Oh, good. I'll have to watch that because I have something I was gonna put on a slate frame, and I thought I need a little more help.
Patreon. I just got to connect with Jessica now that I was gone all week, so but now I can start setting those up. So we're gonna do that with Jessica. Yep. So, I can't deal with those wrinkles. Nope.
I know. And normally I'm pretty good about it. I don't know why that piece. I literally must have had a bad day and just decided to go for it.
Pull those threads and iron it, Beth, or you'll kick yourself forever.
I know.
Yeah,
I know. And yeah, I'll look at it and think, oh, that's got a wrinkle in the middle.
Yeah, that crease isn't going anywhere. It's going to be there. I don't care how much you stretch it. That crease is staying.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. it needs to come out. But it made me laugh when I saw it because I realized, oh,
Yeah,
this has
no,
got to go.
those bug me because if you get when you get it done and you go to frame it, you know what's going to come back. The framer's going to say, I did the best I could, but
Right.
I couldn't get rid of it. And there you're going to
Right.
be.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
yeah. That's interesting about Vicki Clayton. And I don't blame her. I'd run and hide from guaranteeing that a red doesn't run, but that's interesting to know that it didn't run.
Right. Right. And people, and I don't remember the story exactly. I just remember someone said, I had to wash this and it didn't run. And if you rinse it probably well, but no one guarantees it. Even DMC will run. The reds will run sometimes. You don't know. You got to be careful with them.
Well,
And black.
this fox and rabbit, I washed. Sorry about hitting the mic, folks, but everybody enjoyed that in their ears. This fox and rabbit, it bled, but actually, I think it improved it because it was really dark, and so now I think it'll be easier to stitch on. But yeah,
Yes.
it bled all over. But and I forgot because I never do overdyed stuff, and I completely forgot. And I put this right in the old tepid water and mixed it around and let it sit. And came back and oops, that's right. Don't wash
And
overdyed.
blacks are notorious. They just, the darker the color, a dark purple, a dark red. Having dyed my own threads and dyed my own fabric, it's just one of those colors you dread. The other thing to do is to put a color catcher in. I don't know the company that makes them, but they're kind of fabricy things like a dryer sheet. And it kind of grasps the colors. Oh, look at yours.
See, that's
Where's
going to work.
mine?
That's going to work.
Yes. Now, all my stuff here. I've
This
got
is
to open my
the
box.
we got to remember the people who are listening. Phoenix Sampler from Northern
Yes.
Expressions is what uses black ground cloth linen, and then these beautiful what are they?
Oh,
Fiberlicious
Fiberlicious.
silks.
So, and
Gorgeous.
she stitched it originally on white, but we kept looking at it and thinking black. It needs to be on a dark. And I think Cindy is using like a purple,
Yeah, I
if I
think she
remember
is.
correctly. And then I just pulled all sorts of stuff from my stash. I've got a box here. These are silks for you. I've got a red. I'm not sure if that'll work. And then kind
Ooh,
of a maroon.
that's nice, yeah.
And then, oh, I forgot I put all these Vicky Clayton silks in here. It's like, so I'm just going to play, oh, Terra Potter, which is, we laid them out. I had Cindy one day, Cindy and I meet for lunch sometimes, and we played with them with the black fabric on my Black Swan. And it should work. And I haven't pulled beads yet, but I'm just not going to worry about it because I do have a bead collection too. So.
Yeah, no surprise there. Yeah, Northern Expressions Needlework. It's an Etsy shop. Phoenix Band Sampler. We're gonna start that soon. Now, I'm not sure. We'll probably start it for general consumption, but then I got a feeling most of what we do with it will be on Patreon. So if you're interested in that, and there are two versions. The one we're doing has a bunch of specialty stitches in it. But then there's also one that she spec'd that is just cross stitch. So if you want to do it along with us, but don't want to do the specialty stitches, just order the cross stitch version, and you can just make X's, and it works.
It's
So,
beautiful. It'll be pretty either way.
yep.
Okay, we have
So,
another one that's on both of ours.
what's that?
This Habsburg lace.
Oh yes. Yeah, I didn't get that out. I got to do that.
So this is the Habsburg lace needle case and blue ribbon ANG Guild, the one that Cindy's part of. They were doing it, and Cindy has shown her several times.
Yes.
And
Hers is cool.
yeah, I started mine. See, this is, I needed a needlepoint piece. And this is going to drive Gary crazy too because it's a little wabi-sabi on the side. Actually, it's straight. I think my tape's crooked.
Okay, we'll give you that.
So I'm using red. I used red DMC pearl cotton around the edge. And then I used some overdyed from Color Compliments, are the colors I'm using. And then the piece next to it is a scissors case by, oh goodness, I can't think of her name, but it's through A&G. A&G offered it. So I had it and I wanted it to match
Okay.
my needle case. So I put them on the same piece. I'm going to work them together. And this is a nun stitch, so I'll cut right up on the nun stitch.
Okay.
And then I'll fold the other part of the canvas back. But this is needlepoint, pounded canvas work from,
Right. Tanya Berlin.
thank you, Tanya Berlin. I
Yep,
didn't think
Tanya
of her.
Berlin. Cindy showed hers in a recent couple of shows. And yeah,
Yes.
I got to get mine out. I know the watercolors that I'm going to use. I have a skein of watercolor that's dark blue and purple and that kind of thing. I forget what it's called, but it's one of those where I bought it at a store because I just, I had no use for it, but I knew one day there would be a use, and this is that use. Yeah. I'm
Right.
doing it.
And it's a simple piece. It's mainly
Yeah.
Smyrna crosses and a few eyelet ray stitches. So it's not hard,
Right.
but it's a great way to play with color.
Yeah. No, I can see mine. Dark blues and purples and maybe almost black, and then get some royal blue felt for the pages. Yeah, or wool for the pages from who's the wool place?
Woolen
Woolen
needle.
Needle. Yeah. Get that beautiful wool in a dark royal blue. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that'll look nice.
I
That'll
have
look
it
nice.
in, I have the vision. I have the vision. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
But I knew the minute I saw that, I just got to remember to get it out because I have the pattern and everything. But the minute I saw that, and then when Cindy showed her finished one, I knew exactly the skein of thread. I know right where it's at because I bought it. And this is the moment. This is the moment. Yep.
And then seeing it in person too at the Fiber Talk weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did a whale of a job. That's a special piece and useful. No, she did a bang up
Yes.
job on it. It's really great. Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did a
Yep.
good job.
Yep. Okay, so we both have those, the Phoenix sampler and the Habsburg needle lace needle case. That's of Tanya Berlin. She's in Canada. But you can order, and it's a PDF download. And then also you can order the instructions for how to put it together. So the whole thing, so you don't have to wait for the Canada mail to get here or anything. And Tanya has it. It's all set up. It's easy order. Yeah. Yeah. All right, what
It's
else
a
you
nice
got?
piece. Well, besides Mary Foch, that needs to be ironed.
Yeah, I
And so
would.
this piece was released. This piece, Mary Foch, was released at Nashville, but it was Tudor Rose Sampler Guild had it as a year-long project. And I hadn't started it, and then I got called out for having not started it. I told them I was petting my threads and my fabric, and they said that didn't count as a start. So
You actually tried that lame excuse.
yes, I did. I said I took a picture of it, of my threads and my fabric with my hand on it, I think, saying, "See, I pet my threads and my fabric," and they're
That's
like, "No,
lame. That's lame, Beth.
but
No,
it's
no points for that.
no points." But I was actually I was. It did make me want to pull it out and stitch it. I did convert to Vicki Clayton silks, because I'm on a Vicki Clayton silk kick, I guess. But it's beautiful. The colors on it. It's very fall. I now all I can see is that line going right there that needs to come out.
Yeah, we keep
So.
mentioning Vicki Clayton silks because they're absolutely no, she's not sponsoring anything. She doesn't sponsor us.
No.
We'd love if she would, but she doesn't. But magnificent silks, and one of the things, if you check, she has a Facebook group, and if you go there, she will put together, she will kit up colors for you. You know, you say, hey, I need a set of silks for this project, and she will put them together. She's done hundreds of them.
Yes,
for people.
Yes. Go to her website, her site, and look, and she has them under silk packs. And the other thing she makes, which I really like, if you've never tried, are her super fine. So if you have to do stitching over one, and you want a color that, you know, matches something that you already have, she doesn't have all her colors, but she has some. And that super fine silk is like a Swarovski, I think. Mm-hmm. Swarovski or a 103, I'm not sure. But it's beautiful to stitch with over one. If you have to do over one stitching,
Or if you're or higher count, Mm-hmm. Magnificent silk. It is really nice to stitch with, and it comes in these little little spools. Oh yeah, you just showed one. It comes in these little spools. Not on it. It says what is it? 100%
I think
silk.
She's gonna have to. Yes. And the thing is, I think she's going to have to change some of these. She said she's going to have to change out of the spools because they're gotten too pricey, the spools. So she's once she's out of those spools, she's out. And I think she's going to go back to, I think it comes like on a thread drop.
Then. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But they're beautiful silks. And lovely to stitch with.
So smooth, so shiny, don't fray. They don't get all fuzzy at all. They just slide right through. They're really terrific. They really are.
And and the colors, I think, are beautiful. They've got a glow to them. So, yeah.
Yep.
I like them.
Highly recommend. And Beth has, you know, many, many of them. Yep. So the Habsburg lace needle case, the pair. You finished the pair. Do you have that handy?
I finished my pair.
Oh, man, Beth, you nailed it. Out of the park.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. I did change the directions. Is this from Inspirations Magazine? You can get it as a PDF download from Australia. So you're not, you don't need, it came originally in this book, which I think is out of print. Oops, I'm sorry, I shook my camera. So there it is on the
creamery,
front of the book.
The Creamery book, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Blackstone, A Passion for Needlework. Anyway, it's beautiful, but you can get it as a PDF download now. And I did this one on a red fabric, a Lugana 32 count Merlot from Be Stitch Me. And then I made my own little detached leaf because I wanted to practice my detached buttonhole with a wire return. But it was fun. It's, and you use an overdyed DMC, not an overdyed DMC. It's like the Coloris colorways. It's the 4000s. And you use one of those for the thread. Mm-hmm. And then you beads, petite beads, Mill Hill beads. So I have to make another one because I made this one for my guild. And I need to teach it. So I have to stitch another one so that way I can work along with them when they when we're doing it together. I hate to just say, okay, here, I did one. So
I'm done. Yeah.
Right. So we can talk through any problems. But it's a fun little piece. It's not as hard as it looks. It's like putting together a biscornu, if you've ever done that.
Mm-hmm. And Beth had that at the Fiber Talk retreat, and it in person up close, it is really, I mean, you really did a good job. It looks really great.
Yeah, and they didn't say to do this, but I put a little washer at the bottom so it had a little more weight.
Probably a good move. Yep.
Yeah, but it looks like it's hard, but it really isn't that difficult to do. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm restarting another one in green.
Oh, and you're going to do a different color, green.
Doing a different color, green one, yeah.
That'll be nice.
So.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a cool project. Yep. Yeah, the Blaxton, those, what is that book? What is the name of that?
It's called Blaxton Creamery.
And it's a passion for needlework.
Right. And it's book, which one is this one? Is this three? This is three.
Yeah, okay.
So three, showing yep. people three. And tons of, I'm looking at the picture in the back, the Strawberry Thief.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's what that is, Berry mm-hmm. Thief. Who did that one? Does that?
I don't remember.
We should look. I don't know either. We'll have to look who did it.
But those Passion for Needlework books they're special publications. If you see one, the early ones, mm-hmm. I'm sure they were out of print. I mean, they sell out so fast.
Yes.
But they are special books. If you see one, especially in the U.S., if you ask around, you might find one at a store.
Right.
That didn't get
one
sold.
One of the big, yeah. Oh, this one has the mirror in it. Okay. Tudor Garland. I'm trying to find the one I was looking for, though. Flip pages. There's the pear. Woodland Floor, which is, it had the turtle.
Yes.
That yep. turtle with all that gold work, which I don't do.
Right. Which is why you've never done that project, because you don't do gold work.
Yes, but he is right. just adorable. Don't you think I should do him?
Well, I do, yeah.
In my spare time.
Yeah.
I was looking for the one that was on the back. Okay, so yeah, these books are fabulous. I mean, they're just fun to look through.
Yeah.
I haven't looked through this one in a while, but
perfect. Yeah, whenever they have one of those Passion for Needlework, I don't know, is there four or five of them now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When they come out, get it. Because
this is crewel work, actually. I thought it was silk, but it's mm-hmm. crewel.
Yep.
But it's beautiful. That would be beautiful in silks, even.
Yep.
Okay. Distracted. New project.
Squirrel. Yep.
Squirrel.
Okay, so, and then Isabella Kettlewell, the sampler you have that one. We both have that on the rack. I have mine all set up, too. I just haven't stitched a lick on it, but.
Yeah, the colors are gorgeous.
Yeah. And that reminds me, yeah, we made smalls. What mm-hmm. we did is we made smalls by taking motifs out of the Isabella Kettlewell. This is the one of the samplers that'll be at the EGA Sampler University, which is part of the national seminar in November. And we put up this week, sometime within a day or two of today's show, a video, a half hour, 40 minute video Beth and I did about Isabella Kettlewell, and that is being taught at the Sampler University, and what we did with some smalls. And here's what I did with one of them. Just took a butterfly and I took a couple flowers from the border, and then this yeah. will become a little pillow.
And you can really see how the threads, it almost glows on yours. The color is really
Mickey
nice.
Clayton silks. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you get those with the at Sampler U with the Running with Needles and Scissors kit with the Isabella Kettlewell. She's set that up with.
Yep. Yeah. Make it into a pillow about yay. Roughly.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. Just for fun.
That'll be good. Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, so there's a video somewhere that we posted where Beth and I went. Yeah, we had fun. That was fun.
It was fun. It was fun. Yeah. It's fun. So, it's a fun sampler, fun piece, fun to pull things out of it.
Yep. Isabella Kettlewell. Yep. Mine's all set up too.
Yeah.
Yep. But I haven't started on it other than making that small because I've been working on the Fox and Rabbit Botany Bay sampler.
That's a fun sampler.
I am really into this sampler. I had to stop to work on a couple of other things for shows, and I can't wait to get back to this. I really like this sampler.
What calls to you about that sampler? Why is it speak to you?
I don't know. I mean, I even like the border. I don't know what it is. It's a good question. But when I got this thing, And this was back before the pandemic. 2019 was when they released it. When I got this, I think I've told this story. Every time I get done with something or want to start something, it comes to mind that I want to start the botany-based sampler. And I've put it off for other things. And I finally just said, no, it keeps coming up in my head. I'm going to start it. Because I had set it all up. I took a whole weekend and set it all up with the who's the lady that does the laser cut?
Jonquil.
Lucky Jonquil. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
that's right.
Yeah. So we did a show, and she does these Lucky Jonquil. She does these thread drops. And when I do samplers, I pre-cut. I pre-cut and put them on thread drops. It's just the way I like to do samplers. And she has these beautiful acrylic thread drops, and you write on them, and then they have two slots, one for the main skein of thread, and then a side one for when you've pulled threads out of a length. And I really like them. But the fun thing is, she has a little grid on there, so you can stitch the color of the thread. So I spent an entire weekend a long time ago doing different stitches. I got stitch books out, and I just did different stitches. And I'll put it over so the white on the background. Different stitch for each one. So I had to repeat some because a lot of stitches just wouldn't fit in the grid. But So all these have a different thing. And so all these threads. This is the thread lot for the botany based sampler. And I like that alone.
It's beautiful. Those blues color. Are lovely.
Yeah. Now this is all Cosmo threads. So Kim at Sassy Jacks, she converted all this to Cosmo threads. So there's two or three DMCs in here because there just simply wasn't a Cosmo for it. But these are all Cosmo threads except for that. And I'm really enjoying that part of it too. And here, let me just put me.
Because Cosmos is lovely to stitch with too. Cosmos threads, if you want a nice cotton, I like Cosmos. Oh, okay. So what's in the corner? Is that a satin stitch?
The satin stitch. Yeah. Yeah. This has some specialty stitches in it. So that's, let me move the mic so that I can get closer.
So the border, does it have little flowers in the border too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. I've just stitched the lease.
Okay, I see. It has little flowers too.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So is it even, the border even? Or are you counting a lot?
So far it's been even. It's been exactly right.
Okay.
So I did all the way across to establish the length of it, and then now I'm just working it as I go. Because I'm going to do it by pages, so the upper left hand corner. There haven't been you're right. One angle will be five and the next will be four, and no, I haven't seen any of those. But
I'd be anxious to get all the way to the bottom and work on some of those ships.
I'm anxious to get to the ships, and that's the other thing is I'm starting to look at. I don't know why this isn't focusing, but starting to look at how I might do the rigging on those ships. I might try and do something different.
Yeah, it's a nice piece. That house. Is it all just X's?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be when I stitch it, but.
I was going to say, are you going to do like a mosaic stitch or a brick stitch?
There's it's all X's and guaranteed I'm doing something with it
Yeah. Yeah. It needs something. It needs something. That's
But
a,
it's.
but it's a nice brown house. It's a big, it's pretty big, but it's the ships that are interesting. How many ships are on that? It's got
There's
two.
two in a little rowboat.
A little rowboat. Yeah. You're right.
Sorry, I keep hitting the mic, folks. I'll try to watch that. Yeah.
And then what's that blue thing above the ships? Can you see it up to the right? It's kind of what's my right-hand corner,
That's a good
right on the
question.
same.
Looks like somebody spilled something. Don't know.
That'll be interesting when you get to it, because that's a pretty blue that's in there.
There's yeah, there's some free form embroidery in here too. I mean, there's some different things. It's not just your standard make X's. Like you get those kinds of instructions, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun. The bug will be fun to do.
Right.
So,
Now you
yeah.
got me
And
curious.
so,
I'll look in the charts and figure out what that is, 'cause it, yeah.
yeah. I just saw it and I was like, is that wind?
No,
Is
I
it a
don't know.
cloud?
I don't know. Yeah, no way the house is going to be just X's. I've got yeah.
See, and the scary thing is I do have that one kitted in my stash with fabric. Non-ironed fabric. And now you've got me thinking about it. If I started from the bottom right, moved my way up.
Yep. I just love this. I love this corner. And there's one of these corners, these satin stitch corners.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's unique.
Right. It
So,
is.
yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's what drew me to that is the ships that are in there, just
Yep.
because they've got rigging on them and they
Yeah.
just look like they'd be fun to do.
Yep. Oh, they're gonna be fun. Yeah, I can't so that's been the one where, you know, I quite frankly can't wait to get an hour to stitch on it. And yeah.
Right.
So that one, and then here, let me get if I get a wrinkle in this cloth, moving it around, Beth.
He's gonna be mad. He's gonna be mad.
So then the other thing I've been working on, and I've been having great fun with it, is this Fractor Bees thing, and I've posted about it more than once. It's just an interesting design. This is a Hello from Liz Matthews, and it's an old one. It's is pre-pandemic. No date on it, whatever, but it's cool. But I converted this to Cosmo Threads. And this is not a sampler, so I'm a bobbin person. So I converted to Cosmo Threads. And that's the threads. But I just really like this thing.
I got to ask you a question. Where do you get those big rings?
Oh, those are they're not rings, they're cables. They're
What?
cable key rings. Here.
Yeah, I'm writing this down. Cable keyring.
Yeah. And they're really very useful if you can get them up, because they come apart. There it goes. They unscrew if you got them lined up. So they have a
Like a barrel.
yeah.
Isn't that what that's called, a barrel?
Yeah. And then so for this, like I have a lot of threads, so then I put two together.
Oh.
So you can collect, you know, all the threads you need for a project. It doesn't matter how many you have, you know, how many colors there are, you can put them all on one ring if you use bobbins, and you just keep adding these cables. To so you have enough.
Yeah, I like that because I put mine sometimes in bags if I'm doing DMC and it's they're not bobbinated, or even if they are, and I just throw them in Ziploc bags,
Yeah.
and I use a one of those rings that
Oh,
open up
yeah.
a ring binder. But they're never big enough.
Right. That's why I went to these. And you get them in
I
cool
think.
colors too.
Okay.
But no, that's exactly why I went to these, is because those, even the big rings, are never big enough.
No. Okay.
And these are flexible. So,
Yes.
like if you're putting them in a bag or something, you don't have that big steel ring in the way. The big steel ring doesn't attach to your needle minder, which these probably would too. But yeah, these are great. And they're cheap, dirt cheap. You buy a whole bunch of them in a package, and they're vinyl coated, so you're not
Yeah, they
snagging
look,
metal.
they're nice. They're
Yeah.
nice. Yeah.
Yep.
So, okay,
Yep.
back to your fractors. Okay, and
So,
that the Fractor B's piece, is that, would you say that's kind of Art Deco?
yeah, I think so.
I love it. And what are you stitching it on?
Paper.
I think that's
That's
fantastic.
the fun thing. Okay, so story on this. Okay, so I'm doing this on Mill Hill's 18 count paper, which is it's fun thing all by itself. It's really easy to stitch on. Of course, paper's not going to collapse. The threads, the warp and the weft aren't going to collapse because they're rigid. It's 18 count, so you can it's small enough. And yeah, it's a real treat to stitch on. Just make sure you go up and down with your threads, because if you drag them at an angle, the edges of the paper and the holes, they're laser cut somehow, they will scuff up your threads. So, go
So,
up and
are you
down.
using one strand or two?
Two over one.
Okay.
Two over one, loop start, two over one.
Yeah. And are you having any problems burying your threads in the back?
Well, okay, that's a good point. Thank you very much. The paper doesn't give like cloth. So it's a little monkeying around if you have to bury the threads, yes. And to the
Okay.
point where sometimes it's a pain in the butt, because you get it through and then the needle lays flat on the paper, and getting it lifted up can be a challenge. So I've been making good use of my little pliers.
Yes.
But now I've learned I got to be careful with the pliers, because the sharp corners on the pliers will scuff up the paper. So
Oh.
it's always something. But
Right, right.
yeah, sometimes to get the needle pulled through, I have to grab it with the pliers to, because it lays flat, like smashed right down. Yeah. But yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, it's beautiful. That's beautiful. You had it at the retreat, again, something at the retreat, and you were working on it. And I thought it was neat that you used stretcher bars on it, because it's, I always work paper in hand, and I kind of the edges get really kind of rough, and I don't like that. But that's great. Just put in a little stretcher bar.
That's why it's on stretcher bars, because I'd never worked on paper, and I've always had that concern that if I did it and handled it, it was going to get oils from the skin and discoloration. So this way it doesn't. And then I screwed up. I almost always stitch in the well. But
Yes.
when I put these EverTights together, I wasn't paying attention, and I put them together wrong. So I
Oh.
couldn't expand them. But I thought, who cares? It's paper, it's not going to stretch. Well, the paper got a little floppy in the middle. So I needed to tighten it. Well, I couldn't tighten it. So then I had to take it all apart, put the stretcher bars together the correct way so I could actually use a wrench on them, and then was distracted. So when I put the paper back on, I put it on top instead of in the well. And when I got done, it was like, ah, oh. And I got a really good mount. It's a good mount, so I was not taking it apart again.
Right. So, have you thought about using any beads on it, or are you just going to stick with the Cosmos?
Not till now, I hadn't. Ha ha.
I know, well, I use regular Mill Hill beads on their 14 count. So, I wonder if you need petite, but is there a place that you could do that? Like, is there something like you just want to pop?
Down in the
Oh, yeah.
bottom.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. No, I had not thought of that till just when you mentioned it. Then I thought, ooh, Beth, good idea.
That might really nice. That would might really just make it. Yeah.
Now I'm
That's a f
wondering, okay, so here, but now I'm wondering in these little extras on the stems, those little extras there, if
Yeah.
I put a bead on top of that, I wonder what that would look like.
Oh, it might look really nice.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, just
Yeah.
sometimes, but see, I like a little bling.
Yep.
Need a little bling in my stitching.
Good one. No, I'm gonna have to play. I might even have the right beads without having to go buy a bunch. So, have to look.
Win-win.
Yeah. But yeah, these things are great.
Yeah,
They're
those rings are nice.
let me give you a length on it just so you. Come on. Talk to me. You have to hold them when you're putting it, when you're screwing and unscrewing. You have to bend them so they're exactly straight, or it's a real struggle to get them. If they're angled at all, the threads are really tough to work with. It looks like
Right.
they're about 6 inch long.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, six inch, 6.5 inch. So, but like I said, you can string as many of them together as you want. It doesn't matter. But yeah, that's there's your pro tip. Make sure that they're
Yeah, the
straight, and
barrels are.
then it'll go right in. Yep. Yep. So
Nice.
Fractor Bees is another one. Then in floss tube world, this counts as a whip parade, doesn't it? Is that what we call that?
Yes. Are you doing a whip parade?
I wasn't planning on it,
Gary's
but
whip parade.
wasn't planning on it, but pretty much that's what we've done, isn't it? I mean,
Yes.
effectively.
Yeah.
So then I had this one that I've wanted to do for a long time.
Oh.
Modern Folk Embroidery, the Little Bird Quaker sampler.
Yes.
So then I had this thread from Color and Cotton, House of Mirrors.
Oh, that's a nice blue.
Okay, so this.
So, let me see that sampler again. So, has it got, it's not too big, is it? No.
Yeah, it's big.
Is it big? Oh. Oh, yeah, it's big. Okay, so he's holding it up like I don't know what you'd call that, but he's it's a
It's
sheet. It's almost a sheet. It's a quarter of a sheet.
big honker. So this is 40
It's a
count.
modern folk embroidery.
40 count, I think it's platinum. But his
Okay.
stuff tends to be on the big side anyway. But I just love this House of Mirrors from Color and Cotton. And I thought on this cloth.
And it's not very, I know you don't like overly variegated, but that one's just got a slight
Just,
color variation, which I
yep,
like.
just a
You know,
little
it
bit.
gives enough interest, and especially on a modern folk embroidery piece, that just a little bit of movement of color, that'll be nice. Yeah, see, you got a new start there. I see a new start. I'm getting ready to start.
So there's that one. And then this one we went back and forth on because you had sent me a piece of yellow linen. You dyed a piece of yellow linen for me because I
It's
wanted to
yellow.
do a yellow and brown one.
It's yellow.
Huh?
It's yellow. It's yellow.
It's get some eyeglasses. You need them. It's a bright yellow. And I'm still going to find a use for it because I wanted to do a yellow and brown piece. I wanted to for some time. But it just didn't work. We went back and forth and it just wasn't working. I had a nice chocolate brown on the yellow, but that yellow, man, that was
That screams. It
way too
screams.
much. So So and so I'm doing this is another Liz Matthew. I don't know, you know, same Nashville market. Liz Matthew Bauer Birds.
Right. It's very okay, so for people listening, it's got the ABCs and then it's got these little bird, little row of birds on these stems. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Piece.
Monocolor. So,
monochromatic, yeah.
I've been hanging on to that because I saw yellow and brown in that. So then, after you and I went back and forth with the, I ended up here.
Oh, yeah. So brown fabric with yellow. And what's the Cosmos? Is that Cosmos?
Cosmo 2004, kind of a light yellow. So I think that did a little testing. I think that'll work.
So what brown are you using for your fabric?
I knew you were going to ask that, and I didn't write it down.
Just for people who are listening.
No. It's brown. I don't know what it is. I didn't write it down.
Yeah, it's nice. Nice so, neutral.
Yeah.
So that piece will lend itself well to doing to that.
Yeah, because she's got it on gray with a kind of an off-white.
Correct.
Which I thought was an interesting choice because you really can't see it unless you study it.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see why she wouldn't do it in a stark white because that would be almost too much.
Right,
but,
right.
I think this yellow-brown is going to work. So,
yes.
Yeah. So that was that one. And yeah, that's enough.
Yeah. So this is what, see, I put stitches in mine. Gary sets his up. See, I just get too impatient and now I've got to go back and iron.
Preparation. Yep. So I have all those set up. But right now I'm really hung up on, Botany Bay and the Fractor Bees. So,
yeah.
We're going to focus on that. Yep.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's all. That's all I had set up. Well, the Hattiesburg lace needle thing. I'm going to, I've got all the stuff. I just got to pick the colors and go with that. So
are you going to do it on white canvas, the Hattiesburg lace needle case?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just use white.
Yeah. White with the dark blues. Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be nice. I had some, beige canvas. Well, I guess it's white with gold sparkle in it.
No.
And we threw I threw colors on it and sent pictures to Cindy and she said, yeah, that looks good. Let's go with it. So
I do have some beige canvas, some ecru, I think. Not beige, but ecru.
It might look better on, it depends on what that over dyed looks like.
Yeah. I'll try both because I have it.
That white, and if you've got a dark saturated color, I think it needs to be a little back off a little bit, I guess. I don't know how else to say it.
Well, no, you're right, because I think on this Fractor Bees, which is the paper is stark white, I mean blinding white, this works, but it's almost, the white is almost too much.
Mm-hmm. And I've wondered if you could, I know you can get it, like I have kits where the paper is painted. And it kind of makes me wonder how they do that because, you know, me and canvas and painting. It wouldn't be good to paint it now, though, Gary.
No, I'm not painting it. But I wonder what would happen to the paper if it got wet.
Right. Would it warp? So you'd probably have to use something very, very dry, very, very light because you don't want it to warp.
Right. Right. Well, this is going the way it is. I did that one. I did just because I had the paper and I wanted to try and see what it was like to stitch on paper just for the experience of it. And I like it and I like the design. So I have no idea what I'll do with it. Probably.
Yeah, but
put
that'd
it in
be
a
nice.
Drawer.
It'd be nice to frame that, just a simple frame. Cause it can't be that big. How big it is.
No. It's a small piece.
I mean, I think you could even go to like Michael's or Hobby Lobby and buy a pre-made frame, even see if one of those and just stick it in there.
Yeah.
And because that'd be fun. I think it's a neat piece. I love it.
Six and a quarter. 6 1/4 by 6. Yeah, small. 6 1/4 by 6. So it's a, yeah, yeah, it's just a small piece. But,
right.
Yeah. The paper's fun. The paper's a lot of fun. So, yeah, I highly recommend people give that paper a try. It's fun. Different, you know, just different.
Right. Try something new.
Yep. Yeah, but 2/1 covered, because I did a couple tests because I wanted to do 1/1 and not with Cosmo. You'd have to go to a Pearl Cotton 12 or something to, but you know, 2/1. And actually, I wouldn't, you wouldn't want Pearl Cotton dragged through that paper. It'd be dull in three runs. Yeah, it wouldn't work.
Right, so, right.
But 2/1, it covers very nice. And of course, loop start makes it easy to get going. But I find you waste thread. You waste a lot of thread. Not that I've ever cared, but because if you have a length and then you don't use all of it, well, when you cut it off, now you have these two short pieces that mm-hmm. what are you going to do with, you know?
Right. You got to get rid of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Useless. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If there are longer ones, I keep it. So like if there's little spots where I just need a few stitches, I use it for that. But in general, I just pitch it. Yeah. So.
Yeah, no reason to keep all that.
Yep. All right. Here we have an hour later. We're done. We got to stop.
We're done. Okay.
The list is long. The coverage is short. We'll save the yes. rest for the next time. Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay. Sunday, Susie Valerie, new owner of Karen Collection Threads. Don't miss that. Like, subscribe, share,
comment.
Please. Instagram, yes. Facebook, YouTube. Yeah, share these things. It really does help. All of it helps. Yep. Mm-hmm. Patreon.com/FiberTalk if you want to support us and get extra things. And that, the list on that one, you talk about a long list. We got all kinds of ideas for that. Mm-hmm. So more coming there. That's it. We're done. Thanks for listening.
All right. Bye.